If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well, we've learned we're not good at tributes on the show. We've done that over and over again. However, we are good at giving you stuff. And right now, caller 20 gets 4 tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. This summer, no place like it. Soak up all the California fun and sun. Knott's.com to get your tickets or just win them from us. We'll have a 4-pack for you right now, caller 20. And then again at 10 a.m., we'll do that because we've got summer hours, which we're going to be extending for another week. I guess we'll just keep on doing these summer hours until you guys tell us you've had enough. So get ready for another week of us until 11 a.m. here on K-Rock. And that's good because it means we have more time to give you things like Knott's tickets and this giant TV coming up this hour. If you still talk to your dad on the phone, if he still takes your call, it's been a while since we've done Mother Knows Best. I think we last did that around Mother's Day. We've never done a Father Knows Best. An opportunity for you to have an awkward conversation with your father and see if he knows things about you at all, intimate details about you that most dads probably wouldn't want to know about their own kids. Mm-hmm. So we will get into that coming up this hour. It will result in someone leaving here with a ginormous 98-inch TCL TV. So we got that to look forward to. I'm going to grab caller 20 in a moment, and then we will start the giving. It's going to be an hour full of giving and also some complaints about the show. Do more better. We'll get to that as well. It's all happening over the next 60 minutes together right here on KROQ. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Let's go ahead and say hi to caller 20, which puts us on someone by the name of Dylan. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, you are caller 20.
Oh, awesome. That's amazing.
Great news for you. 4 tickets, Knott's Berry Farm, in your future. Hold on, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
First time winner, huh?
First time Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
It'll be. Did they get a little button there?
Yeah, you get a button. It's
first visit.
It's the Disney button. It's just right over with a Sharpie. It's cool. Anyway, you get that. Enjoy your trip there. Another chance to win those 4 tickets coming up in about an hour. The Bud Light Bros, I would argue, are, if not the biggest fans of this show, they're the most dedicated, loyal, because they felt the need to tattoo our show logo on their neck. And that is a very nice thing for them to do. And I was upset the other day, and they left a nice new message. Apparently, we have an update, a very exciting update in their lives. But I was upset the other day because comedian Jerry Seinfeld apparently attacked the Bud Light Bros.
Recently or 30 years ago?
No, this happened recently because, listen to this. This is the Bud Light Bros, as you know, they have this catchphrase they've been saying. It's what they're known for. They say,
"It is what it is."
That's kind of their thing. That's when we met them in Vegas a few years ago, they were hammered. And all they could really say was, "It is what it is."
I think that's
it is what it is.
We were asking them about their alcoholism.
Yeah. And it really didn't matter what the question was. Everything was, "It is what it is." And they went into a rant and they said that. They must have said that phrase 1,000 times. Well, now Seinfeld, I guess in some recent material, claims that the biggest idiots on the planet use the phrase, "It is what it is."
Sometimes we run out of opinions. We make them up. "It is what it is a very popular opinion statement nowadays. I'm sure some idiot said it to you today.
It is what it is."
So he's basically going after the Bud Light Bros personally now.
Can't get through a day without somebody going, "Well, it is what it is. Why are you alive?"
And I don't like that at all because he's getting very aggressive.
No, a lot of people are asking why the Bud Light Bros are still alive.
That's the part
and
that's
how.
Crazy. Anytime someone dies, it's really remarkable that they're still alive. They drink so much alcohol. I mean, they drink, as we learned when they were on with us, 30 beers at a time and multiple days a week. I think every day of the week.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they would go through withdrawal at this point if they had less.
But then they lost their job. And we were trying to help them get a job. And listen to this, Allie.
"What's up, Crying Allie? It's the Bud Light Bros. Man, it's been about a month since we last checked in, and we were all proud because we got jobs. But, man..."
And a lot of people, even listeners of ours that are fans of the show, said, "We can't hire these guys. They're a liability. They drink too much, and they will always miss work to support our show. If we're doing a live broadcast somewhere..."
Oh, yeah, noon in Orange County,
right,
they'll be there.
So at some point, how could you hire these guys if they're going to put our show, and also one of them has a giant tattoo of our show on their neck? But anyway, didn't stop them from getting hired.
Them guys had us going from Northside Long Beach, where we live, all the way to Santa Fe Springs, Buena Park, Whittier, Anaheim.
This was their old job. I guess they had to drive a bunch of places, so they were in the car forever, which is how they found a show, which is good for us. But then
their last job involved so much driving.
So much drinking and driving, right?
Man, that's like 20 miles from our house. We ain't boo-boo the fool. So we told them, take your jobs and shove it.
I don't think that's what happened. I think they got fired. But okay, that's fine. That's the way they tell the
story. I think after they say you're fired, yeah, they just go, well, then take this job and shove it.
Right. It doesn't have the same impact after you've been let go.
And for a week, we did odd jobs like, tire rotations, oil changes, brake pad changes, truck for hire. Whatever we need to do.
I don't even think they were getting paid to do that. I think they were just going up to cars that were parked and doing that.
Maybe.
Yeah, because beer don't pay for itself. But we finally found a gig 2 miles from our house. Our commute is only 6 minutes from our house.
Oh, no, are we losing them as listeners?
I think we've lost them now. Kindergarten teachers.
It's a Viva Klein Alley show for 6 minutes.
6 minutes a day.
We loving it. The job is super easy. It pays the bills and pays for our Bud Light. Anyway.
We found out they were spending $1,000 a week just on their beer. $1,000 a week.
What? Is that correct? There's no way. I think it's a month.
No. I thought that was what they were spending a week. Because they load up the back of their pickup truck with all of the cases. Whenever the Bud Light's 30.
Even if you drink a 30 a day for each of them, it's not $1,000 a week.
So maybe that's what they were spending every other week. I don't know. It felt like it's
30 for like $22.50.
We heard talk.
Speaking
about
from another alcoholic who knows the price of beer.
Yeah, yeah. Jake knows this thing. Anyway, there's a reason for their call. They always need something.
We heard talk about our favorite show going back to our favorite town, the birthplace of sin, Las Vegas.
We mentioned maybe we're talking about potentially doing something in Vegas this summer with a bunch of listeners. We haven't figured it out yet. Of course, it involves a lot of people that have to do a lot of things to make it happen. But
a lot of contracts.
A lot of contracts.
Gambling, drinking, and Klein's favorite, engaging with whores.
It's not my favorite. I don't
they
like that.
They always give a nice soundbite.
That's not my favorite. Omar said
Klein's favorite, engaging with whores.
Imagine the Bud Light Bros on the strip, at the pool, in the cabana, with all the K-Rock staff and the Klein Alley Show army. We ready. Hashtag grow the show.
Beautiful.
Viva Klein Alley Show.
Right.
It's Buzz
Live, bro. It is what it is.
There they go.
Sweet divot.
All right.
Love you guys.
They've been
unofficial VIPs for a while now with the K-Rock staff.
Apparently.
They really want to make sure that the Bud Light Bros are taken care of. I think at this point, though, they would be able to quit their jobs and become full-time influencers.
I think
so. They would be great influencers.
They've got a great thing going on there. It feels like one of those SNL sketches that just keeps going on. That doesn't stop when it should have. But the Bud Light Bros, I enjoy them. And
like
they
halfway through, you're like, this bit is getting old, and then
old.
It gets funny again.
Except I'm waiting for the part where it gets funny again. But I do like those guys, and they are loyal, diehard fans. So thank you for that. And if you don't have a neck tattoo of our show, then you are not a real fan just yet. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, things are about to get damn good. If you are looking for a brand new giant TV, and your father still takes your calls, or if you're a father, you've got an adult child, and they will take your calls. We'd love to love you to join us for a little round of Father Knows Best. We will come up with the topics. It will be uncomfortable and awkward, like when a sex scene comes on an HBO show that you're watching together. But it still will be worth your time, because someone is going to get this giant TV. We do it next at 800-520-1067.
Starting tonight, it's...
Father's Day feels, also Friday the 13th, haven't mentioned that enough, but let's get into it now. An opportunity for you to get even closer with your father just in time for Father's Day. So close, some people would argue uncomfortably close. But up for grabs, it's a giant TV. The prize is worth it. This will, I'm telling you right now, if I ever at any point get a random phone call in the future and it's my daughter on the phone and she's going to have an uncomfortable conversation with me about, I don't know, sexual partners or fetishes or something. As long as at the end of it I'm getting a giant TV, I'm okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think a lot of things make you uncomfortable with the conversations. Even just the things that your daughters are into, like the artists and stuff. You can't really...
I don't like it.
You don't like hearing about it? Bonding over it?
I don't like to talk about singing Kendrick Lamar in my car. I don't stand
for it. When they get their periods, they're going to be real uncomfortable?
Nope, that's when I move out. Let's get into it. It's time for Father Knows Best.
Now, it's time for
Father
Knows Best.
Wow, that's beautiful audio production.
We made sure that it was updated for this Father's Day edition. And let's say hi to Valerie. Hey, Valerie, good morning.
Well, good morning, friends.
You talk to your dad regularly? You guys have a tight relationship? Or just once in a while, that kind of a call that you feel like you have to make once a week or something?
Well, I'd say we're like more like once a monthers. He lives on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast.
Got it. Okay. And how much would you say he knows about you?
I would say because he lives so far away, I was more open with him than I was with my mom because I felt like there was no consequence to anything I told him.
Oh, you're like, I'm not going to see him until next month anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah. Guess what I did.
And do you think he would know intimate details about you or probably not?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. That's something I don't think he'll know.
Right. Have you ever talked to him about sex?
He told me about some things about himself, but I have not really have told him anything about myself.
What did he tell you about himself?
He had an affair on his wife, and I was actually the one he told.
Oh.
But it's okay. They're getting divorced. I mean, it's over. So wow.
It's okay. Like, they're getting divorced. It's like... That's beautiful. The silver lining.
Beautiful, happy
ago.
Ending.
It was 20 years ago.
All right, well, we need answers from the following three questions, and then we're going to call your dad.
Okay.
And all he has to do is get one of these right. If he gets one of them right, it's a giant TV. Could be yours. You can give it to him, or at least if he comes and visits you, you'll say, wow, Dad, we got this monster TV now to sit and not talk to each other while we watch games. So here's the first question. We're going to ask him if he knows where you believe your erogenous zone is. Where is one of your erogenous zones?
My erogenous zone. Oh my God. I hope my dad doesn't. I'm going to say he's going to say my. Oh my God. My dad. My breasts.
All right.
Oh my God. My dad. Breasts. Breasts. My boobies.
Growing
my
up.
Jugs.
Question for you, and then we'll get your dad on the phone. And if he answers these questions, all he has to do is get one right. The TV is yours. But what is the biggest or most extravagant thing you stole from him growing up? At some point, every kid steals something from their parents. What did you steal from your dad?
I stole The Tropic of Cancer, the book. It's a terrible book. It's written by Henry Miller, and it's got a lot of sex scenes in it. And I was probably like 14 years old, and I'm like, oh, I am stealing this book.
Okay, you stole the book.
That's the only thing I've ever stole from him.
Do you think he'll know that or no?
He may know. It's the only thing I've ever taken, and I've never asked, do you know this book is missing?
Number one things that Klein would never steal from another person.
A book.
Book.
Your books are safe with me, guys. If I am ever staying in your house, all those books will be there when you get back. Maybe even more.
I would also argue that many people in LA's houses have been robbed, and I don't think a lot of books are being stolen.
No, books are not being taken. There's not much of a resale for the books, Allie, unfortunately.
I'm a terrible thief.
Final question. And we're going to ask your dad this about you, but how many people have you been with? What is your body count?
Okay. Five?
Oh.
Why'd you ask it like a question out of curiosity?
I've been with my husband since I was 19, so
all right,
I'm going to
so
say
five. Five is your number. All right, five. That's one full hand. Okay. All right, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to try to get your dad on the phone. What's your dad's first name?
Art.
Okay.
Aww,
we're going to play a song. We're going to come back.
Solid guy, Ben.
We're going to get Art on. Of course it is. Such a dad name.
Hey, Art.
Valerie and Art for some Father Knows Best next, Kara. There's no greater compliment than we can receive than someone who says, I'm at my job and I will not get out of my car until you're done with this. And that means that we've done something right and we're in the middle of Father Knows Best right now where we just met Valerie. We're going to get her dad on the phone. His name is Art. And apparently he's old. Vanessa says she was trying to connect with him, but he's having a hard time hearing. So we'll get him on the phone. Once we get Art on the phone, and then we can, let me just go ahead and say hi once again to Valerie. Valerie, your dad's an old guy?
He's an old guy.
Okay, now I feel a little bit bad about doing Father Knows Best because
why?
I don't want, well, it's
don't
just,
be ageist.
I don't want to be ageist, but I feel like, is this going to break him perhaps?
He's young at heart.
Okay.
He is a young man at heart. But
all right. All right, let's get to it. The exciting conclusion now of Father Knows Best on the line. It's a giant 98-inch TCL TV. If for some reason he cannot help her win, we're going to have to give this TV to someone else. So I recommend you just keep listening and you're ready to call. So here we go.
Come on, Daddy.
Now,
Come on, Daddy.
It's time for
Father
Knows Best.
I like that clip of you saying, come on, Daddy, come on, Daddy. I'll be honest. Hello, Art. Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. How goes it?
Hey, good.
Hi, please say hi to your daughter, Valerie.
Hi, Dad.
Yes. Hey, Valerie.
Hey.
What
hi,
the
Papa.
Hell? What the hell are you doing?
Oh. This is off to a great start.
Yeah, this is going to go well.
818 said we should play Omar's Sea Lion clip. Art.
Oh, yeah, he does like his name. All right, Art, we're going to ask you some questions about your daughter. Do you think you know your daughter, Valerie, pretty well?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay. Al, you can ask the questions. I feel terrible now.
What?
Art, question number one.
Why? Because he sounds like such a nice guy?
Yeah, such a nice older guy named Art. And now we got to learn about your daughter. But
this guy's probably having a great morning.
What was your morning like before we called you, Art?
Well, I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I have an appointment with my eye doctor.
Yep.
I just finished that. I can barely see, but, okay. You know, I'm...
Okay, great.
But you're driving?
Oh, boy. What is that?
Yeah.
What just fell out? Was that an eyeball? What was that? What just fell out of your head there? What was that noise? All right, let's just get to the question.
No, I think that's like a very off-brand phone notification.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, totally.
Okay. Here we go. That must be one of them jitterbug phones. All right, Valerie, we're on with Art. It's your dad. It's time to connect. Art, here's the question. We asked your daughter, what is... Actually, I'll let you ask your dad the question, Valerie.
Because you feel bad?
But we'll start with the zone question. So go ahead and ask your dad.
All right. Dad, don't take offense. Just think about the body. You're a doctor. Think about the body. What do you think my top androgynous zone is? Where do you think that zone of pleasure comes from?
Where is your daughter's erogenous zone? She gave
Thank
us
you.
One. Where would you say that is, Art?
Hmm.
That's a very weird response.
Yeah, I could go low, but then again, I could go high.
True, these are great options.
Yeah, I like it.
Where are you thinking, low or high, Art?
Man, I would think it's high.
So okay, I need a specific body part.
Throw it in there.
Some people say ears or lips or...
Ooh, I would say, in that case, lips.
Oh. So close, Dad.
If you had just not gotten so high up.
You got so high. I like it how we talked about her body like she was playing football.
Yeah.
We go high, we go low.
Yeah.
Flank left, flank right.
You didn't think of the obvious, Dad.
Tell your father. Tell your father where your erogenous zone is, Valerie.
My boobies, Dad.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I never got to suck on them when I was a kid, so that's
okay.
Probably why.
Oh, because
yes,
he was not breastfed.
Why,
all right. Well, we'll move on to the next. Move on to the next question, guys.
There's so much that goes back to the breast. Well, it's because we didn't breastfeed you.
Yeah,
it's because you were a formula baby.
Question two now, Dad. You're off to a bad start. We got two more questions. You got to get one of these right. By the way, I should mention there's a 98 inch TCL 6M. Excuse me, QM6K.
You just said
cutie
mini.
Me.
Now it's spilling
TV.
Over into your regular language.
It's a massive television.
Excuse
it's,
me, please.
It's the biggest TV ever. Even you could see it with your busted eyes. And she would potentially win this thing, and she could show it to you or share with you, whatever. This is very exciting.
Who knew we would have such a trend of blind or vision impaired fathers?
Nothing a big TV can't fix.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next question. Art, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Question two. We asked your daughter, what is the... biggest thing she ever stole from you as a kid growing up? What is something she stole from you? She gave us an answer. Do you know something that she stole from you?
Valerie was always the best girl. She never stole nothing. But
That's
maybe
my daddy.
Maybe when she was a little older, she stole a necklace.
Never! Dad!
A necklace. Are you sure about that, Art, or is there something else you want to say?
Is there anything else you could think of? Because I would never do that. Don't try to just think of something.
Okay.
Think of something I would have stolen.
What'd you say, Art?
High school years.
No, you can't give so many clues.
Oh, sorry.
A book.
Which book? You can't
That's
say
true.
That. Hold on. Don't say that word. Art, you can't swear on the radio. I'm sorry. I know you
old man's I didn't swear.
Your fault in the wars. You deserve it, but we can't. It's the FCC. It's not us.
Okay.
Say it again, though, what the answer was, Dad.
The answer is money.
The last thing you said.
No, he's changed his mind. All right.
Art.
I can't give you the point.
He said book.
He said jewelry. He said money. He's going with all the obvious ones. All right, it's going to come down to this final question. She stole your sex book. Dad, she stole your sex book, The Tropic of Capricorn or whatever. Tropic of Cancer.
Yes. I stole your Henry Miller book. That's all I took from you, Dad.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I hope you learned something from it.
It's going to come down to this final question.
Learned about her erogenous zones.
Yeah, that's how she learned. Oh, wow, chapter 6, breast.
Chapter 6.
I got the book right.
Yes, you did. I'm a bad thief.
Here we go. Question number 3. We asked your daughter how many people she has been with sexually, Dad.
God.
How many do you think?
One person.
I love you, Dad. And it's okay that I don't get the TV. I love you, Papa. You're my favorite ever.
You want to take another guess at that number, Dad?
No, as a father, I believe you only had one son.
562 said, I'm starting to wonder if this is a biological father or a sugar daddy.
This is my dad.
This is her real dad. All right, well,
we just have a really good relationship.
I'm not going to tell you the number.
I love you, Daddy.
But you did a good job. I feel like we got to give him something now.
Yeah, man.
Maybe we cut the TV in half and give them each half the TV or something.
And then they only can watch something when they're together.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day, Art.
Hey, Art, happy Father's Day.
Hey.
Valerie, thank you for playing. And Art, thanks for being a good sport. And, rules is rules. You know what? They're saying, listen, we're going to talk off the air. We're going to try to figure something out for you guys. But I think the good news for everyone else listening right now is that you didn't have to have that conversation with your father, which is good. But also that we still have this giant TV we have to give away before the end of the show today, which means more incentive for you to check out the bonus hour, Klein Alley Show. Summer hours roll on after 10 o'clock. Rock on Ellie Show. Well, people demanding we do the right thing and get Art a TV. So we're going to look into that. I don't know what the deal is because this thing is massive, and to ship it across the country would probably cost $10,000.
I think we also promised hand delivery.
Yeah, we did promise hand delivery. So, John, if you want to get in the van with Jay and bring this TV over to Baltimore, wherever that guy was calling from, we can make that happen. I think we're going to figure out a way to take care of Art and Valerie because everyone loved him, and I get it. He's a good guy. Nice old man.
I know. A lot of people were really feeling for Art, and he seemed like a really good dad.
I will quote. Let me just see if I can find this on the text line because there's been so many. But I think it was the quote from 818 that said, give that old man a tiny towel for his old man fluids.
Oh.
So at the very least, we can give him one of the tiny towels from the
show. I can't wait for him to see that in the mail and go, someone gave me a towel. I guess I'll use it for my car.
Anyway, we'll figure out. We'll make sure that Art is taken care of. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll get to your ADD news. Then a brand new hour of the show can begin. The very first thing we do is give you 4 tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. And we have a giant, this is no joke, guys. We have to give this TV away to someone in Southern California. So it'll be when you least expect it, at some point between now and 11 o'clock when we get out of here, you're going to get this giant TV. Let me see if I can say it right for one time on the air.
Okay, get a good look.
It's a TCL QD LED QM 6K 98-inch TV.
You added a D this time.
Well, whatever I did.
It's, he loves to add the D.
That's always. Makes it much more better.
It is Pride Month.
We're going to take a quick break when we get back. Your news and more next. Let's get to your news right now and learn a thing or two.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Let's start with a good old-fashioned Diddy update, huh? It's weird that...
Oh, great guy.
I know.
No, pull that clip. Someone, come on, pull it.
Nope.
He said
all I said is great guy.
Damn it, Omar. He knows his own tricks.
He knows to be generic. It's kind of weird that like Diddy News is on the lighter side when it comes to
the news cycle right now.
It's like, Diddy, that's comforting.
So refreshing.
Yeah. First off, he is not happy with his chalk drawings, and he's made that clear. all those courtroom sketches, he doesn't like the way he's being portrayed by the sketch artist, and he apparently talked to her about it. And this is the artist, Jane Rosenberg. She's talking about what he said to her in court.
He said, you need to soften him up. And then I turned to him, and then I could hear because everybody stopped talking. And he said, you got to soften me up a bit. I look like a koala bear. I didn't know what a koala bear looked like. I had to go and Google it. And I could see the white goatee on a koala bear. Maybe that's why.
Have you adjusted your sketches in any way?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Aside from the fact that she had to Google what a koala bear looks like, it's extremely strange that Diddy would be focused on this at all, given everything else that's going on in the courtroom.
Very image conscious. He cares about the image.
To go up and be like, yo, hey, I look weird. What are you doing?
I didn't
clean me up.
I was under the impression that if you are on trial, you're not allowed to have any sort of communication with the sketch artist at all.
Well, you're not supposed to have communication with pretty much anybody but your lawyers. And that's another issue, is that the judge has been reprimanding him because apparently he has been like nodding or shaking his head at the jury like he's a baseball coach giving hand signals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he's looking at them like, no, that didn't happen.
Right. He's not, yeah.
Yes,
he's
supposed to just
sit, yeah, but it's hard if you sit there stone-faced the whole time and you hear people say terrible things about you, regardless of if they're true or not. It's tough to just sit there and go poker-faced the whole time.
Oh, totally. That probably is one of the hardest things for, like, if you're a truly evil serial killer and you're just dead inside, I'm sure it's easy.
Yeah.
But if you have any kind of personality and you have an opinion about what's happening, I would imagine that's the hardest part, is just to sit there stone-faced and also listen to people trash you and accuse you of something for hours on end, and then you just have to deal with it.
That sketch artist should be funny, and she should paint Diddy with oil paints.
I think she should paint him as a koala bear.
That would be great, too. Just completely a full
just
koala.
Just eating leaves.
Yeah.
And then there's the crack pipe clip. Now, this is a voice memo that Diddy sent to Jane. Jane is another woman that he had dated leading up to his arrest. She's been on the stand all week. And after a big weird trip they took to Turks and Caicos, he gave her a really heartfelt new nickname.
You are the crack pipe. That's my new name for you, crack pipe.
Mm.
Or should I call you CP?
That's clever.
So beautiful. Think of all the nicknames that you gave significant others, or that
the
they gave you.
The guy's a regular Shakespeare.
He
loves his lady.
He kind of went with the
crack pipe.
Kind of went with the pantyhose Greg technique. He shortened
PhD.
It. PhD. You're going to be CP, baby.
But yeah. I want you to stay in the light. You know what I'm saying? We had a very, very good time together. Like, so much fun. Now go rest up. Get in your bag. And I really, really want you to get some rest. I didn't know about you throwing up and all that. That's when I was like, hold up a second. All right, get some rest, baby. Love.
I'm going to call and leave my wife the same message over the weekend.
Seems like a good guy.
That's the new trend, is the guys calling guys and saying goodnight.
Yeah, I'm going to do a crack pipe.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I decided.
Call your significant other and say the crack pipe.
Get this thing, don't throw up.
I'm going to call you crack pipe.
I didn't know about you throwing up and all that. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Anyway, ignite.
Good night,
baby. Get in your bag.
Yeah, get in your bag.
It does sound cool leaving that message.
Well, and that's what she was saying, is like he would shower me with love and these like compliments, which I don't know. You're my crack pipe is a wonderful, heartfelt compliment, but. But then, you know, when the actual parties were going on, it was very degrading and terrible.
All right.
Did we mush it? You decide. Earlier this week, we talked about the inspiring story of a dolphin live birth caught on camera. It's something that you don't get to see very often. It was a very viral video. It was kind of the happy news that people needed this week. People were crying, seeing this beautiful baby dolphin swimming around with its mama at the zoo in Chicago. And it's dead now.
Mama.
It's dead.
Oh, it died?
Yeah.
It was just born. I thought dolphins live a long time.
They do, but I guess all of a sudden, after 4 days, the dolphin just...
Oh, mama.
Yeah, I know.
Mama.
And they said the zoo was devastated by the sudden loss of the four-day-old dolphin, which, yeah, was born and then all of a sudden died. They don't, like... It wasn't born unhealthy or anything, but they said that the first few days after birth are a very vulnerable, critical time frame for dolphin calves, and I guess this happens often. But this is the thing. When you start really paying attention to nature, nature is very heartbreaking. Think about the Jackie and Shadow days when they had that year where, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, last year.
And then it was pretty disgusting. Like, one of the eagles already eating its own egg. Like, it was kind of messed up, man. And so, yeah, there's these beautiful times where, like, yeah, the Sunny and Gizmo, they're flying and everything's wonderful. But my wife will not let me put nature documentaries on in the house because a lot of them are really horrifying.
Yeah, and sometimes, especially if you watch ones that you think are, like, you know, kid-friendly, like it's a bunch of monkeys playing around and you think everything's was good, and then all of a sudden, like, until this thing came in, this like aardvark came in and ate the monkey.
Dude,
and you're
they
like,
come
what?
Out of left field with it. Like, there was one where it was like baby turtles just like hatching and then going to the sea.
Right.
And I'm like, this is so cute. And then these animals just all started picking them off one by one. And I was like, this is, I can't handle
what
this.
What's the trigger warning? My kids leave these shows devastated.
I know. All right. I've been doing this for a while, mainly because I'm cheap and lazy, but apparently I'm at the forefront of a health trend. When it comes to sunscreen, most of it is awful for you, and there is now a case being made for adults using kids' sunscreen for multiple reasons. They put way less crap in it, things like fragrances and alcohol. That's the stuff that can irritate your skin. And usually, kids' sunscreen is much more effective and gentle. So, and it's usually cheaper. If you even look at some of the biggest brands in sunscreen, like Coppertone and stuff, the kids' versions are less expensive than the adult versions, and they're better for you, and they're better to repel the sun.
All right, there you go. Just saved your life.